I lost signal.
Yes.
Hopefully I don't got to break that up.
Yeah, probably you do, because I didn't get in on time. I was the only one. I was the only one. Sorry.
Oh, well. Okay.
Had I been on time, it would not have been a problem.
Top 10 sexiest jobs. Hang on, it screwed up on me.
It's not the garbage man.
Top 10 sexiest jobs. What the fuck?
You just cursed on our program.
What the fuck?
You're cursing at inanimate objects.
What are the top 10 sexiest jobs?
Cottage cheese taste tester. Nah. Yes. All righty.
I can't find that Google that I did earlier. Okay, according to this website. Oh, wait, here it is. I found it.
All right, I'll let him read that to you while I go get some water. I'm thirsty. I've been pumping water out of the stream.
Yeah, I'm thirsty too. I've been working hard also.
Okay. Get your water first, or?
Top four least sexiest jobs. Number one, garbage man. Number two, customer service worker. Which we think that'd be a good thing because women need a lot of customer service. Women are a lot more high maintenance than men.
Well, the problem could be you're probably approaching customer service when you're upset.
Right.
And nothing's going right. And this jackass on the other side is giving you an ID10T error.
Right. Okay. Delivery man. Oh, well, that'd be a truck driver.
Delivery man, number three?
Number three is worst. Least sexiest person. Worker.
Amazing.
Number four? Postal worker.
Postal?
Well, that would explain things, because I'm a truck driver, the third least sexiest job, and my last wife cheated on me with a postal worker, which is a step up.
Yeah, you could say that.
According to this list.
Yay!
But she was a postal worker, too.
Thank God for higher standards.
Okay. Let's see what this website says. Top 15 sexiest jobs.
Yeah, the first one was from a radio station.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I got a 404 error. Okay, that one doesn't work. AOL says... AOL doesn't say anything. Here we go. Okay. What the heck? Where'd it go?
It went away.
Had to load its advertisement.
It wasn't very sexy.
Where'd it go?
No! It disappeared.
Yeah, it was there, and then the advertisement came in and took it away.
Grab your water.
Grab my what? Oh, refill. Sorry, here we go. My water, where?
You're thirsty?
Yeah, I don't have anything in there.
You don't? I thought you had bottled water on the floor.
Oh, I do. Oh. Yeah.
I almost stepped on it while I was getting mine.
Okay. Here are the recent most desirable positions according to Tinder.
Okay, he's walking away from the phones, folks. That's probably why you can't hear him.
According to Tinder, for men, the most desirable job is a pilot.
Pilot. That makes sense.
Now, I don't know if that's coming from women or men, but it's underneath the whole
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's what it is. For women, the most desirable position for a man is a pilot. Second, a founder or entrepreneur.
The CEO.
Yeah. Three, firefighter. Firefighters always have been high on the list, though.
Well, they got two things going for them. Dangerous job, and they wear a uniform.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be clean.
Yeah. Number four, doctor. Number five, TV or radio personality.
Yeah.
Which Gary said I would make a good radio personality.
Probably. Should.
Number six, teacher. Interesting. Number seven, engineer. Number eight, a model. I'm a model. You know what I mean. I do my little turn on the catwalk. On the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah. I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Folks, he's singing this song to a pregnant cat.
Yeah. Okay. I only sing to the cat. Anyway, number nine. A paramedic.
Paramedic.
That makes sense. Number 10, a college student, which, whatever. Number 11, lawyer.
Is college student a career?
No. It's a career path.
I'm a little worried about trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. People think that a piece of paper is a sexy thing, you have a degree.
And right.
It doesn't make any sense, and you never use it for the rest of your life. And you pay thousands of dollars for that piece of paper.
I should go be a student.
Yeah. Okay. Number 11, a lawyer. Number 12, personal trainer. That, you would think that would be higher on the list.
Yeah, for the same reason teacher is.
Yeah.
Because I can see teacher. Because teacher has your mind wrapped around their finger.
Right.
Your grades depend upon their opinion. So they have more power over you than the president.
True. 13, financial advisor.
Accountant.
That's getting low on the list. That's not even top 10. 14, police officer. 15, military. Military's dropped on the ranks.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people are waking up. Okay. For women, number one, physical therapist.
Physical therapist. Can we go sit down?
Number two, interior designer. Sit where? Oh, in the truck?
Yeah. We're avoiding mosquitoes.
Get out of the car!
And chasing cats away from my pies.
Yeah. Pie snatchers.
Pie snatchers. Eating can of cherry pie.
Okay. There's mosquitoes in here.
Well, we'll kill them one at a time.
Number three, most sexy job for women, according to men, a founder, entrepreneur. So for men, it's number two on the list. For women, it's number three. Or I'm kind of saying that backwards. But women think it's number two. Men think it's number three, which I think is kind of sexy.
Okay.
And
so basically, woman finds entrepreneur, decides the only way to get his attention is to be one, too.
Perhaps. For women's jobs, number four sexiest job is a PR or communication. Number five is teacher. Number six is college student, which still doesn't make any sense.
So number four would be cheerleaders.
College girl, you know, or whatever. Catholic school girl. this is weird. Oh, No, it's not. Okay.
Amish schoolgirl.
Number seven, speech language pathologist. That's weird. I wonder how that got on the list. That's not a common career, is it?
It's probably so rare that people just, you know. Like, oh.
Of course, then again, men, I don't know about women.
Well, a woman who's doing that is more than likely working with children.
Language pathologist. Bilingual. I don't know. I think women with accent are kind of, you know, sexy. I find that very sexy. So that might be why. Number eight, pharmacist.
Pharmacia.
Number nine, social media manager. Number 10, model. You'd think that'd be number one. Number 11, dental hygienist. Number 12, nurse. Which I used to think a nurse was sexy. Now it's getting lower on my list. Number 13, flight attendant, which, yeah.
They used to be, but now they hire.
Huh?
Now they hire anything.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah.
It used to be they hired them specifically to be sexy.
Okay, so pilot is number one on the list for men, but a flight attendant is number 13 for women.
Right, so men aren't really impressed with being up in the air.
Well, they're not really impressed with their woman flying all over the world.
There you go.
But I've seen a lot of flight attendants on different datelines. And
that would make sense.
Yeah.
Like, huh, she's running all over the world. I want nothing to do with her.
Well, who knows? I mean, she gets to travel the world and see the world, and you get left behind.
That's true.
And you can't really excite a woman who's seen and done everything if you have nothing to offer. You have to be able to offer her more than that.
Campfires and marshmallows.
Well, true. I mean, I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, I was a truck driver, about to be again. And when I came home, I wanted to come home to, you know, a low-maintenance situation where I could just kind of relax and enjoy my family. And so that's probably what she would want, too. Somebody to come home to and relax and just kind of cuddle and chill with. So who knows?
And somebody who didn't get jealous about the fact that she was halfway around the world half the time.
Number 14, personal trainer. You would think that would be higher on the list. Number 15, real estate agent. So what this is saying is we should be going after the ones that are low on the list because they're being approached less.
Right.
Okay. So what's the least sexiest jobs for women? Those are the ones you should be approaching. Hey, baby.
And then we'll find out there's a reason why they're the least sexy.
I wouldn't date a garbage woman either. I used to be a garbage man. That job sucks. Okay. Interesting. According to this website, top 10 sexiest jobs. Oh, number 10, police officer. Yeah, cops suck these days. Number 9, accountant. Number 8, physical therapist. Number 7, engineer. Interesting. Number 6, environmental scientist. Wonder how that one even got on the list. Number 5, teacher. Number 4, marketing. Yeah, that makes sense.
They asked 13 people, and one of them said it.
Yeah. Number 3, doctor. Number two, lawyer. Number one, architect. I was going to be an architect when I was a kid. I can see architect being high on the list. Oh, reason why? Oh, wait, no, that's not the reason why. An architect's salary is about $73,000 a year. A lawyer is about $113,000. Doctor, $187,000. But they got a lot of liability. They got a lot of insurance. Lawyers probably actually make more money than I do.
Well, you can end that real quick by suing a lawyer, and then his insurance goes out the roof.
Yeah, they got a lot of insurance too, though. Marketer, $67,000 a year. Teacher, $55,000, which that surprises me. Okay, these are high wage earning jobs. Environmental scientist makes $63,000. An engineer makes $80,000. Physical therapist makes $80,000. Maybe I should be a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
That's only number 8 on the list. Accountant makes $63,000. Number 9. Cop makes $56,000. And it's the last one on the list.
Oh, a truck driver.
Not on the list.
Yeah, how much do they make?
Oh, actually, they make... they can make between 50 and 70,000 a year. So they're higher paid too, but they're never home.
So my question is this: how did they determine which was sexiest?
Well, they probably—I don't know. Some of them, like okay, this mix 105.1,
probably got their list from somebody else.
Yeah, they. Trying to figure out how to get rid of this stupid advertisement. Here we go. Okay. Lots of women are really excited about their tax refunds this year, or the world has become even stranger than we thought. Illicit Encounters did a study and asked what the sexiest jobs for men are. I'm dumbfounded by the number one answer, accountant. It got 21% of the votes. There must have been a lot of different things on the list if 21% was the highest percentage. Maybe it's the fact that they will always have a job. I truly don't know how that is sexy, but okay.
What percentage was the second most?
Didn't say. We have to let's go to illicit encounters. Spaghetti. Spice up your life. Oh, okay. Accountants have been voted sexiest position according to the new survey. CEOs and doctors founded off the top three. Rounded off. Sorry, I can't read. CEOs and doctors rounded off the top three, followed by lawyers and builders. But it's bad news for the waste collectors, customer service staff, and delivery drivers,
truck drivers. So it's a British.
Yeah. Okay, they only surveyed 800 women, though, in the UK.
Right.
Tinder, though, let's go back. Tinder, I don't even know how to even think about Tinder, but Tinder.
Isn't that a hookup site?
It's known to be a hookup site. But, what the heck? Oh, well, Tinder had their own survey. I guess the Tinder one didn't work. It was AOL that worked. Okay, that was that one. Yeah! Alright, let's see here. Try this one. Okay, top 7. Let's see what this one is at. Valentine's Day is upon us. The sexiest, most love-filled day of the year. Though we're all excited for the romance, the chocolate, and, of course, the red wine, ice cream. Of course, they struck out romance, chocolate, and red wine. Ice cream and loneliness. Oh. They stuck out the romance, chocolate, and red wine and wrote in ice cream and loneliness. At some point, we need to figure out what to do with the rest of our lives. Choosing a profession solely based on whether it is made you look attractive probably isn't the best idea. But hey, love and lust is important. So if you're without a date and without a life plan, we're here for you. First, guys, let's take a look at the careers that will bring the ladies flocking. Number 7, a pilot. That was number 1 on the other list.
Right.
Any guy that flies a 747 is sexy. And that uniform is just an added bonus. The fact that you can take you literally anywhere is hot. That's true. Maybe that's why top Tinder, maybe that's why it topped Tinder's most right swipe job. So Tinder is number 1, but according to their survey, it's number 7. Likewise, ladies, here's your top 7. Wait a minute. Marketing.
Now, is this the careers that men say that are sexy, or the careers that...
Yeah, this is what men say are sexy. But that's number 7. Where's the rest of the list?
That's interesting.
Oh, here we go.
You got to do the arrows.
Yeah, okay. So, number 7 is marketing. They are creative, fun, outgoing, and know how to appeal to your emotions. Maybe it's their handle on behavior and physiology that's attractive. Or the thought of them leading a corporate meeting. Or maybe they've been subliminally programming us to like them all along.
No.
Number 6 for men. Engineer. I'm not going to read all of it. Number 5, teacher. Number 4, lawyer. Number 3, firefighter.
It's a man with no shirt on.
Yeah, honky dude with the... I don't know what he has in the right hand.
Walking out of the fire.
Yeah, and the shovel in the left hand. Number 2, entrepreneur.
Woo-hoo!
We got one, that.
Doctor. All right, for women, number 7 is marketer. Number 6, nurse. Hello, nurse. Number 5, writer or journalist. Maybe. Number 4, engineer. I can see that. Number 3, personal trainer. I can see that too. Number 2, teacher. I can see that too. Number 1, physical therapist.
She touched me.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem I have with these lists. They asked people what they thought was sexy. They didn't go out and see what people were reacting to.
Tinder did.
They went and looked and saw what people were reacting to, or they asked them what they thought.
No, it was their swipes. They were checking their swipes.
They were checking their swipes. That might be a more impressive study.
Yeah.
All right. Even then. It's been my observation, I think Kano's too, that women don't know what they want. So if you ask them what they want, what they tell you is probably wrong.
Yeah. But their swipes will tell you what they're interested in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the same applies to men. Men probably don't know what they want either. Otherwise, we wouldn't be chasing women who end up rejecting us after saying they're committed.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
It's like my last girlfriend. She said that she was not in a relationship with this one guy. But he was coming on to her.
Yeah, where is she now?
Yeah, back with him. But yeah, supposedly she was supposed to just be house-sitting his house, and he was coming on to her and blah, blah, blah. And then he got abusive and blah, blah, blah. And then I went and basically rescued her from the situation. We got involved. Come to find out, she was the one who was abusive. And she went back to him. Well, she would have stayed with me if I would have put up with her abuse.
Yeah, maybe.
But she was using him
to manipulate
as a weapon against me. She kept saying, well, when she got drunk, she kept saying that she would rather be with him than me. I said, well, fine.
Go be with him.
That's where she went.
Yeah, I need a spoon. All right.
But then she texted me the other day wanting a picture of my
Frankenstein?
My Wong. Whatever you want to call it, my body part, so that she can masturbate to it. And I refused, and she got pissed off.
Oh, so that got her going, too. Your rejection got her going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't take orders from you.
To that, I don't report to her anymore, for one. And two, she's with him. She lied to me about their relationship when she got with me. So she cheated on him with me without my knowledge and consent, because I didn't know she was in a relationship with him. I was figuring it out, or I figured out that there was more to it than what she was telling me. But she clearly wanted out, and she said he was being abusive, and I don't know if he was or he wasn't. She clearly was abusive. But, yeah. And then, of course, she was texting and sexting him behind my back. Now she wants to sext me behind his back.
Right. And all the time, she was probably sending the same text she's sending you to him, saying, don't text between this time and this time, or he'll steal my phone and read my emails and...
No, I don't think she was telling him that. Because I actually read her text once. She wasn't deleting her stuff when she was with me because she trusted me. I wasn't going through her phone. I did once or twice towards the end because I knew something was going on. But beforehand, I wasn't going through her phone, so she felt safe to go behind my back. Or with him, she had to hide. She deleted all my stuff that she was texting me.
How many of this stuff?
Well, no, she didn't tell me anything. She lied to me.
But you helped her perfect her game.
Perhaps. My necklace broke. I'll be right back.
Okay, I got monologue.
Monologue.
Yeah, so let's see now. I was reading a book to you guys a little earlier. Let's see if I can find that book again. Maybe I keep reading that book until I finish it. Or I could play you the video for Wise Generator. Oops, that went away. Huh. Weird. There we go. Excuse me. Yeah, see, I'm not sure how long this is, but it may or may not play. Let's find out. Let's see. Okay, it will not play, but Kano's back.
Oh, yeah, we got to do this thing. Disclaimer.
Right?
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah. Kitty cat, stop listening.
I'm a manimal.
Manimal, manimal.
I'm a cat.
Yeah.
All right.
What is he doing?
I'm going to go up and get my stuff. Oh, I got to go get the flashlight first.
Yep, flashlight. Huh. We got blinking headlights. I'm going to conduct an experiment. Open as. Audio. Let's try this.
Dear friend, it's no secret. We live in an unstable world that seems to teeter on the edge of complete chaos.
Chaos! Radical chaos
who proclaim their own free state in the...
Yeah, I'm not going to play this whole thing. It's 24 minutes.
Damn.
It's called the Wise Generator, and he does scare tactics in order to convince you that you need to do something about it. He uses a few fallacies, but the truth is, you should probably act as if these things are true anyway, because then you will prepare yourself properly and not be a burden to your fellow mankind under normal circumstances. Whereas in the way people do things now, it's like, your neighbor has to pay to support you, and you have to pay to support your neighbor. And it's like, it's not voluntary. But if your neighbor didn't need to support you, then your neighbor's got no excuse to make you support him. So, anyway. Can't play it, so here it goes.
Middle East, economic riots in Europe from severe cuts to social spending. Rapid fluctuating prices at the grocery store from prolonged droughts in some parts of the world, extreme flooding in others. It doesn't take a genius to realize that things are not far from total collapse. On top of it all, you may even no longer feel safe from the ever-increasing violence that blares out on the nightly news. Chances are, if you are here, then you are one of the smart ones. One of the few who knows that trouble is brewing and is taking action to be prepared. And well, you might have a little food stash to wet.
I love it. So if you're the idiot who accidentally stumbled across this, he says, you're smart! Anyway, I don't know whether his generator works or not, so I really can't say one way or the other. But that's not really an honest approach to say, you know, hey, you're listening to it, you must be smart.
Hey, along with a gun or two and some ammo, there is one crucial piece of the preparedness puzzle that most people completely miss out on. You see, while your right to own a gun may protect you from a lot of physical harm and violence, there are new dangers that now exist. Listen, most of the energy in your house depends on fossil fuel supplies. Supplies that we get from unpredictable regimes often don't have our best interests at heart. And despite the amount of oil we're discovering here in the States, last year alone, America imported 3 billion barrels of oil, most of which came from countries like Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Russia. A small disagreement with one of those regimes could easily destroy our easy access to cheap energy and the American lifestyle that we are all so used to. America is at the highest risk level in history. In fact, despite our best efforts over the last decade, the latest reports show that America is increasingly becoming a high-risk target, and we face more enemies now than we ever have in our entire history. And between you and me, the wealthy energy companies are even worse and do more damage. You see, terrorism is quick, brutal, and violent. It leaves mass destruction in its wake. Yet the energy companies are not only ripping you off, they are ripping you off with ever-increasing electricity bills, while energy reserves are at all-time highs. And it gets even worse, because they can easily cut off electricity if it suits them. Hold on, though. There's even more. A study by scientists at the University of Minnesota revealed that the U.S. energy grid has been consistently deteriorating since 1995, and that it is increasingly becoming unreliable. This means that massive blackouts are increasing. In the past 2 decades alone, blackouts have increased a whopping 124%. If you live someplace that gets extremely hot or extremely cold, loss of power could cost you your life. That's a hard pill to swallow. Yet most Americans are not only energy insecure and vulnerable to the new threats that exist, we're also paying far more than we should be. A report by the LA Times revealed that electricity costs across the country are increasing as a fragile U.S. electric system is failing in altering weather conditions. In fact, one such weather event left 60 million Americans stranded without electricity just last year. Electricity companies have teamed up with their so-called competitors to transfer this increase in production costs directly to the consumer, instead of reducing their massive profit margins. I mean, come on, it doesn't get more disgusting than that. While you still struggle to recover from the recession, these Wall Street billionaires continue to stuff their pockets with cash and laugh all the way to the bank. Quite frankly, the exuberant bills you pay for electricity should be criminal. While you struggle, electricity companies continue to post double-digit growth rates in their profits, and their executives are getting millions of dollars in bonuses on top of their already massively inflated salaries. And that's still not the worst part. The energy companies have made sure you continue to be dependent on them, unable to generate cheap power on your own. Despite the creation of technology that can make everyone totally energy-free, off-the-shelf solutions are totally unaffordable. You see, they know this technology is out there. So what do? They make off-the-shelf energy production solutions extremely expensive. For example, a basic generator that can run at least 4 hours will cost you nearly $1,000. Even those are dependent on fuel, fuel that might not be available if chaos were to break out. While alternate free energy solutions like solar panels and windmills are even more expensive, are extremely sensitive to weather conditions, and can even attract the wrong kind of attention in the time of crisis. Let's take solar panels. They're like big billboards that advertise to your neighbors, come in, we've got electricity. Not to mention that if you want to install a system on your house, the starting price is $20,000. No wonder few people have them installed, even with all the government rebates out there. The truth is, you deserve cheap, reliable energy. But it's about time you take matters into your own hands. Here's the thing. You can get as much free electricity as you want, and at only a fraction of what you pay on your monthly electricity bill. After some close members of my family got caught in a nasty hurricane in New York City, they were trapped in one of the most highly advanced cities in the world, without running water and without electricity. One storm and millions of people were in total darkness, and they were in the darkness for days. It made me realize how fragile our access to electricity is and how overwhelmingly we take it for granted. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but the whole situation really scared me. Here I was with food storage, weapons, ammo, water, and absolutely no way to generate electricity. I actually became a little obsessed. I looked at every alternative energy source that I could find, and after only a couple of short months, I got really mad. There was nothing that was affordable. More importantly, almost every single system relied on gas, and solar was out because, as my family learned in New York during a major storm, there is no sun. Frustrated, I created a list of what I feel my new source of energy should have. Cheap and easy to obtain or build. Easy to move. If I need to bug out of town, it needs to be something I can easily carry out. Can use multiple sources of fuel to create energy. If there was no sun, it should be able to use gas. If there's no gas, sun, or wind, it should still work fine burning sticks of wood. I admit, I really didn't think that I would be able to find something that met those requirements. And then, as chance had it, I literally stumbled upon something that completely changed everything. Look, I know that's really cliche, and in this case, it's completely true. And that is a good thing for you. Yet before I get to that, let me explain what this new technology is all about. This powerful invention will not only equip you to make your own energy for dirt cheap, it will also allow you to do so without spending a fortune. I like to call what I discovered the Wise Generator. And quite frankly, the Wise Generator changes everything. Wise stands for Whatever Input Steam Engine, and that is exactly what it is all about. Finally, a device that will make you energy independent and safe from any sort of international or local disaster that can threaten your energy supply. It operates using a revolutionary radio-pneumatic mechanism. All right, I know that sounds a little technical, yet don't worry, you don't have to know anything about it. All that means is the generator runs on pressure, vacuum, or both of them at the same time. It has pistons that are specifically designed to work as valves, each controlling the opposite piston it is connected with. What this means to you is that much of the structure and weight of the typical generator has been eliminated. And that's not even the best part. The WISE generator uses a large variety of methods to generate electricity from different sources. No longer will you or your family be stuck having to depend on just one source of fuel to meet your energy needs. Here are just a few of the input sources that the WISE generator can run on. A built-in water tube boiler, solar power, a simple air compressor, heat from a geothermal source, waste heat from other engines, including internal combustion engines. Anything you can burn or use to generate heat can be used to power your WISE generator. Listen, if a crisis ever hits you, you need a generator that can use a wide range of fuels, fuel sources, and sources of heat to generate power. The WISE generator can not only use heat, making it much more efficient, it can also run on vacuum to generate even more power. This is in addition to its ability to utilize many forms of potentially free energy, such as solar, waste heat, and biomass. No matter what happens, you'll always have access to energy and electricity. When the electricity goes out, you're safe. When the gas pump closes, you're safe. And even if the electricity goes out, the gas pumps close, and all the trees in your area somehow die, you're still safe. Creating electricity will not be a problem. No matter what the conditions are, no matter where you are. And just as they say on TV, wait, there's more. The WISE generator allows you to use the widest range of fuel sources, so you will always have access to something that you can use to generate electricity. The WISE generator can run 24 hours a day, regardless of location, weather, or daylight. Show me another generator that can make that claim. You'll be powered in all conditions and at all times. You can build one in a single afternoon, using extremely cheap components you probably have lying around your house. Some people haven't had to buy a single thing to build this powerful machine. It's easy. In fact, one technically challenged 83-year-old grandpa with arthritis in his hands managed to build his in just 4 hours. A WISE generator has almost no noise and absolutely no negative impact on the environment. Your nosy neighbors will not even notice that you've got a powerful generator in your house. No annoying and embarrassing fluctuations. This is one of the only generators that has full power as soon as it switches on. Unlike internal combustion engines that need to slowly work up to high RPMs, just have enough power to light a light bulb. Going camping or fishing, the WISE generator can go with you. Not only can you assemble and disassemble it in minutes, it is so compact that it can easily fit inside a small car trunk. Attain complete energy independence. The WISE generator is an independent source of power. It requires absolutely no source of backup power. No transmission requirements, which means the WISE generator has a long life with low maintenance. Unlike windmills and solar panels, maintenance is simple, on the ground, easily done. Plus, there are nearly zero lubrication requirements and few moving parts. The generator can run any position, giving you even more flexibility in terms of use. In a tight space, tipping it on its side doesn't slow it down one single bit. Try doing that with another generator. It will shut off instantly. Need more power for a big event? No problem. The WISE generator may be made in a variety of configurations and sizes. Change the piston size and counterweight in a matter of a couple of minutes. The bigger the piston, the more power you will have. You could get money back from your evil energy company. You see, not only will WISE slash your electricity bill immediately, but you will also be able to produce excess electricity to pump back into the system. In many cities, you'll get a check for any excess energy you send back. Imagine the sheer joy of receiving a check in the mail instead of your electricity bill month after month. Slash your electricity bill by as much as 75% in the first 30 days. Keep your family safe from whatever energy threat that exists, be it a tree knocking down a power cable to an all-out power grid failure. Your WISE generator can do all that and more. Imagine being able to light up your house, even in the worst circumstances, without having to run gas-guzzling generators that cost hundreds of dollars a day. Imagine being able to have readily available electricity without having to invest in expensive solar panels that can cost $20,000 just to install and thousands more to keep maintained. Imagine the peace and security you and your family will feel knowing that you can keep your fridge cold, your house warm, and still be able to turn on the TV to watch a movie while everyone else around you is begging FEMA for help. All of this and more is possible with the WISE generator. Yeah, don't take my word for it, because the WISE generator is already changing the lives of hundreds of people just like you. Here's what a few of them have to say. Number one, this is hands down the easiest and most effective system I've ever built. In fact, when I left my 83-year-old father with the plans and came back 4 hours later, he was almost done. Incredible. Number two, I'm going to be honest. I don't like working. I always try to find something in order to save money on energy without any work involved. I think I've tried most of the systems out there. After watching your video, I was able to make my dream come true. Endless energy with a set-and-forget system that even my kid could do. Number three, I can't believe how easy this is. It took me 2 hours to put the system together, and every single step, I felt like you guys were there with me to guide me. It's time you start exploiting the power of the WISE generator system, too. It's time for you to take advantage of your right to produce your electricity to keep your family safe. It's time you get your hands on the WISE generator assembly system. Your generator system contains a full printed and video package that takes you through every single step of the WISE generator system. Just follow the super easy steps, and you'll have your own generator in a matter of hours and begin saving electricity today. Here's what you can expect when you order today. Detailed, step-by-step written instructions about each aspect of the process. You have a guide you can print for reference while you're actually building the generator. Photos and detailed schematics of the generator so that absolutely nothing is left to guesswork. Full high-definition videos outline the entire process of building a WISE generator. You'll be looking right over my shoulder and actually watch the generator being built from beginning to end. You'll know exactly what to do every step of the way, so there's absolutely no room for mistakes. Personally, I think you'll have a blast setting your WISE generator up. A comprehensive parts list. Print it out when you go shopping to ensure that you have everything you could possibly need to build your generator without interruption. Additional information on exactly how each process of energy production works. Granted, you don't really need to know exactly how the generator works to experience its benefits. Yet, having knowledge on the entire process, along with how the generator actually works, will impress your friends and family alike. You get the entire WISE generator system immediately via secure download. Just click the Add to Cart button below, and you'll be taken to our secure checkout page. Next, enter your payment details and hit Submit. After a few seconds of processing time, you'll be directed instantly to your own private page where you can download the manual, the schematics, the parts list, and all the videos. If you're reading this in the morning, you can have your generator up and running in time for dinner. Isn't it time you'll begin saving huge amounts on your electricity bill? It's time to protect yourself and your family from the new dangers that are no longer just nightly news headlines. Instead, they are becoming very regular occurrences. All right, you already know that the WISE generator is an incredible system. So what does it cost, right? Before we get to that, I want to share with you a few extremely valuable bonuses you're going to get along with your WISE generator system. Massive value bonus number one, the real secret of steam power. This powerful do-it-yourself guide allows you to take the WISE generator's already efficient design and even further optimize. Delivered in simple step-by-step instructions, you'll learn how to actually increase the maximum output that your generator can produce. Most green energy enthusiasts completely miss out on tapping on this huge efficiency optimizer. Lucky for you, this one single modification can speed up the entire process of completely eliminating your electricity bill, and you get it absolutely free. Massive value bonus number two, how to store electricity for years to come. The biggest missing piece of all generators and solar power systems in the world is there's no place to store your excess energy. It doesn't seem like it should be such a big deal with all our technology, yet it seems that no one has an answer to how do you store your electricity for later. What's the point of having a massive energy-producing machine that exceeds every energy demand you have if you can't store it for later? Today, that problem ends forever. When I created the WISE generator, I also discovered a clever energy storage system that will make sure you can store all the energy you could possibly need. In fact, once you see how easy this is, you'll realize that you have the ability to store all the energy you need for years to come. And finally, flip the middle finger to big energy forever. You get all the details in this special bonus absolutely free. Massive value bonus number three. Here are some free gifts I'm saving as a very special surprise you and your whole family will enjoy. However, I will reveal that you can use what you learn in these amazing bonus guides to make yourself a significant amount of money. And on top of that, you will learn some really important preparedness secrets that will be more valuable than gold in a crisis. There is no other energy and survival system like this anywhere. When crisis hits and the people around you are losing their senses in panic, you'll be calm and prepared no matter how great the threat, no matter how long it lasts. That, my friend, is what preparedness and security is all about. And you'll get these three immensely valuable reports for free when you invest in your own personal WISE generator system. Listen, you can buy a ready-made generator off the shelf from a retailer. That will only set you back $2,000 and $6,000. Or you could buy a basic set of solar panels if you could afford the $20,000 minimum cost to get it installed. Or you can sit back and simply do nothing. And let's face it, that's what most people do today. They flop on their couches, terrified as corporate media jams reality down their eyeballs. And let's just get this out there, because it's what everyone secretly knows in their hearts, even every politician and the president himself. The collapse is coming. This country and much of the civilized world is in our eyeballs. And you and I know that if we spend more than we earn long enough, eventually we lose everything. Yet I am amazed at how the government blindly charges on, insisting that things are different for them. The rules don't apply. Yet they do. And eventually the game is going to end, and it is going to be painful. So let me ask you, how much is it worth to see your family safe and protected? To know that they have electricity and the peace of mind that comes with it when no one else does. The WISE generator system will plug any deadly leaks you may have in your survival plan. It will help keep your lights on and your food cooked while the outside world screams in panic and chaos. More importantly, it will give you the peace of mind that you deserve, because you'll know you've done everything possible to keep your family alive. How will you feel if you are stuck in a crisis?
Okay. That's 99% true. Earlier it said solar panels on your roof would be like a big billboard saying, I got electricity. Come on in. Well, guess what? If your lights are on, that's a bigger billboard than solar panels. Anyway, just thought I'd make that interjection.
Interjection.
All right. So there's still a few minutes left on this commercial, all right? And quite frankly, I am not endorsing the WISE engine. It's spelled W-I-S-E, generator, all right? I think you put that into your webbrowser.com, and it might bring up this video for you.
It might also bring up open source software that will give you the same thing.
Well, yeah.
Or not software, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, anyway.
Open source resources.
Yeah, I mean, they got to have got their knowledge from someplace, if they're even selling you something that's real. We don't know that it's real.
Right.
Okay. They could be just throwing all this fear-mongering stuff at you, so you go out and
buy a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Yeah. So... And it might have some validity, but it might not do everything that it claims to do. I mean, revolutionary energy storage system? It's like, I'm thinking batteries.
It's probably not revolutionary.
You know. But, you know, then again, maybe it has some way of storing water up in the sky or something so that it'll fall down when you want it.
Kind of like clouds.
Yeah, I don't know.
Store everything on the cloud.
There you go. Just plug into the internet.
Yeah,
that's the ticket. Alright, so I'll play the rest of this. Okay, but yeah, I have not purchased my package yet, so I don't even know how much they're asking for it. You know, if he wants $2 for it, hey, I'll buy it.
It hurt me.
It could be a comic book for all I care. At $2, it's worth the chance of finding out. But he probably wants $2,000, so...
It does. Makes me hotter.
We'll find out.
And realize that you and your family could have been protected simply from watching a 30-minute video. The possibilities for your WISE generator system are endless.
Endless.
There is no other system out there that is as easy to build, operate, and maintain as this one. I guarantee it. Free electricity in as little as 30 days. Start saving thousands of dollars on your power bill every year and put that money into something useful. Buy more guns and ammo, build your food storage, or simply take that vacation you've been dreaming about for years yet just haven't been able to manage. I know. I told you I would tell you the price, and I will. So just stay with me for a couple more minutes. The truth is, I could easily take this material, turn it into an exclusive weekend seminar, and charge $2,500 a seat, where at the end, everyone would have their own fully built generator. And with the fragile nature of our electrical system, I would sell out in a matter of days. And frankly, I'm sick and tired of watching all the rich guys on TV with their million-dollar bunkers and surveillance systems. The WISE generator system was born from the idea that energy independence should be something everyone can afford. Because the more self-reliant families there are in America, the easier it's going to be to rebuild once the dust settles. So I'm not going to ask you to invest $2,500 in this training, even though I know it's worth it.
$50.
It won't cost you $1,500 either. And forget about having to pay $997 or $497, even though I'm sure you would agree it would be a heck of a deal at that price. Heck, if your monthly electric bill is $100 a month, you'd still be up $300 to $500 at the year. So here's the deal. After the amount of time and money I spent designing the system and refining the instructions and shooting the videos, we decided that $247 would be a fair price for everything.
That is right.
And I was set on that price right up until we went to publish this letter. Yet one night I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about my best man for my wedding. You see, he had been a victim of the Great Recession and hadn't been able to find work for over a year. And now he was back living in his parents' basement, depressed about the future. The thing is, he knows that things are about to change and has made every effort he can to prepare. The only thing I can't really afford is a decent generator, he told me over lunch. I paid, of course. It was the least I could do for him. I thought about that all night long, and I wondered how many people were just like him. Loyal patriots who loved their country and were disgusted by the disconnect and disdain that Washington showed for the masses of people they were supposed to be helping. And so when I got up in the morning, I told my wife, I'm going to set the price of WISE generator at just $97.
Nice.
She thought it was so crazy. And I felt there was even more that I can do. So this is what I decided. If you're reading this, you can have the complete system for a single payment of just $47. The only way to secure your spot in the program is to click the Add to Cart button now. I want more people to benefit from this powerful invention, and because I want to teach the corporate energy companies a lesson, I want them to know that they cannot restrict our freedom, and they cannot make unethically large profits while the rest of us
do. That's
why I'm going to give you this entire package for just $47. So join me now. Just click the Add to Cart button below, and you'll be taken to our secure checkout page immediately. Enter your payment details and hit Submit. After a few seconds of processing time, you'll be directed instantly to your own private page where you can download the manual, the schematics, the parts list, and all the videos. Remember, you will be saving more than that every single week by just using this system. And yes, I'm ready to take this one step even further. I'm so confident that the system will completely change your life and give you the savings and security that you deserve. I'm going to take all the risk. Buy your WISE generator system today. Go through all the videos, the printed plans, and pictures, and all your valuable bonuses. And if you're not completely thrilled with what you see, simply send me an email in the next 60 days, and I will give you a full refund, no questions asked. You risk nothing. Simply click the link below, enter your credit card details, and you'll receive the full WISE generator system, so you can get started right away. Look, we all know how it works. Once the word of the WISE generator system starts to spread, the greedy corporate guys are going to start sniffing around to see what's going on. If the safety of my family is in question, I'll take this down without a second thought. If you really want to be energy independent and not at the mercy of FEMA or post-crisis bullies, then invest in your system today. It's the only sustainable shortcut I know to complete energy independence, and it's the only electricity source that will last you through a decade-long depression. It doesn't require a lot of work, and it doesn't require a lot of maintenance. Remember, you get everything in a beginner-friendly package, along with your three bonus reports, all without risking a dime. When there's chaos in the streets and people's children are crying because they haven't eaten in days, you'll be safe with your family and helping out your close friends who weren't quite as prepared as you. That's more than just survival. That's what you and those close to you deserve. Click the Add to Cart button now. I'll be waiting for you with a special message in the members area and another bonus that's too hot to mention here to your Energy Independence Show. P.S. Remember, you can get a never-ending stream of cheap electricity for just $47 in as little as 3 hours. Plus, there's absolutely no risk to try this system out. The risk is entirely on me. P.S. A bonus report on how to store your excess electricity is worth more than the entire cost of the course. Get yours today.
Get yours today!
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, my. Only $50 makes me holler. Because I get paid to do the wild thing.
Yeah, call your mom. She's the one who sent us the link to this.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it on the internet for free.
Call your mama, see if see what she thinks about $47 for it.
Yeah, I'll call her tomorrow. I'm tired. We need to do Ron Paul and then
Ron Paul.
Wrap it up because I need some sleep. I got a long trip tomorrow going to my new job in Texas. Oh, wait a minute. I wanted to interject, though.
Yes.
Truck drivers should be higher on the sexy list because if pilots can take you anywhere in the world, truck drivers can take you anywhere in the country, actually in the continent.
Yes and no. Because some of the companies you work for would not allow you to have a passenger.
Oh, that's only when I was hazmat.
Ah.
Yeah. Hazmat tankers. But, yeah, Elena was going to go on the road with me, she, you know, whatever. And so I would have had to find a job that I could take her with me.
There you go.
So, and most of them do. Most freight haulers would. But can you stand and be cooped up in an 8x10 box with somebody every day? Yeah. But, you know, hey, go out for 2 weeks on vacation.
There you go.
And go home. Yeah, and we have a friend. His ex cheated on him with the truck driver, so it's got to be somewhat higher.
I'm not sure she cheated with a truck driver, but
she ended up with a truck driver.
She ended up with a truck driver.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So, yeah.
All right, Ron Paul.
Okay, this one is delusional.
Which one isn't?
She's looking for a man with no vices.
What's a vice?
Smoking.
Oh.
Watching TV.
I don't really have any vices.
Playing.
That I know of.
Yeah, that's the vices that usually gets us, the ones that we don't know of.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
It, you know, it's bad habits, you know, where you do things excessively, you know.
I like chocolate.
That could be a vice, but...
I like women. My woman would be my vice. Ask her if it's okay for a woman to be... If your woman is... Yeah, if she was the... Is that the one who had the fake person?
Yeah, that's her fake photo. I can't see her original photos anymore because they've expired.
Did you save them?
No, I did not.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron Paul.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, August 7th. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recently ordered the Justice Department to increase the use of civil asset forfeiture, thus once again endorsing an unconstitutional, authoritarian, and increasingly unpopular policy. Civil asset forfeiture, which should be called civil asset theft, is the practice of seizing property believed to be involved in a crime. The government keeps the property even if it has never had a conviction or even made charges against the owners of the property. Police can even use civil asset theft to steal from people whose property was used in criminal activity without the owner's knowledge. Some have even lost their homes because a renter or house guest was dealing drugs on the premises behind the owner's back. Civil asset theft is a multi-billion dollar a year money maker for all levels of government. Police and prosecutors receive more than their fair share of the loot. According to a 2016 study by the Institute for Justice, 43 states allow police and prosecutors to keep at least half of the loot they got from civil asset theft. Obviously, this gives the police an incentive to aggressively use civil asset theft, even against those who are not even tangentially involved in a crime. For example, police in Tanahaw, Texas, literally engaged in highway robbery. seizing cash and other items from innocent motorists while police in Detroit once seized every car in an Art Institute parking lot. The official justification for that seizure was that the cars belonged to attendees at an event for which the Institute had failed to get a liquor license. The Tannehall police are not the only ones targeting those carrying large sums of cash. Anyone traveling with too much cash runs the risk of having it stolen by a police officer, since carrying a large amount of cash is treated as evidence of involvement in criminal activity. Civil asset theft also provides an easy way for the IRS to squeeze more money from the American taxpayer. As the growing federal debt increases the pressure to increase tax collections without raising tax rates, the IRS will likely ramp up its use of civil asset forfeiture. Growing opposition to the legalized theft called civil asset forfeiture has led 24 states to pass laws limiting its use. Sadly, but not surprisingly, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is out of step with this growing consensus. After all, Sessions is a cheerleader for the drug war and civil asset theft came into common usage as a tool in the drug war. President Trump could do the American people a favor by naming a new attorney general who opposes police state policies like the drug war and police state tactics like civil asset theft. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah, that reminds me of a previous podcast that we did. We were talking about the police in Oklahoma and probably Texas and other states were pulling people over and basically swiping their credit cards or swiping their debit cards and cleaning out their checking account because they said that those funds could be used for illegal activity.
Right.
Could be used.
Well, they were.
Yeah.
They were used for illegal activity. The cops spent it.
Exactly. Which reminds me, I'm going to Texas tomorrow. I need to either hide my debit card that actually has the money in my account, or...
You did punch out the chip in it?
Yeah, the RFID chip.
So they will not be able to find it by scanning.
Correct.
There you go, folks. There's another reason to get rid of your RFID chip in your card.
Right. You can hide your card in your car so the cops can't find it. And they can't find it using the RFID chip.
Yep.
And they don't really need to be able to find it. All they have to do is scan it.
Yep. Yeah. 37 feet away, they can scan it. They have your number. They empty your account.
They can actually scan. They don't even have to pull you over. They can drive by your car and scan you. Just passing you.
Yep.
Or following you, you
but,
know.
But why? What do you mean I don't have any funds in my account? What? The Houston Police Department is charged by the Houston Police Department for how much? My full balance? But I didn't do any business with them.
Right. That's crazy. Yeah, I need to go move my funds over to my other account and only keep what I can what I need in fuel on that card for my trip.
Fine.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Because I can always get back on the internet and transfer the funds that I need into that account.
Yeah, that could explain why... I stopped in Butler, and an Arden police officer specifically circled around my vehicle. I wonder if he was scanning to see if I had an RFID chip that he could tap.
Could be.
Just speculating. I mean, you know, Arden police didn't really belong in Butler, but there they were.
Right.
Department of Highway Robbery.
Right, and Ron Paul even called them that. Well, he didn't call them that. He said they were involved in highway robbery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're involved in highway robbery. And, you know, it's and he called that that forfeiture thing, he called it theft, which is what it is.
Yep.
All right, folks. Our co-host is tired.
And I got a long trip tomorrow.
Yep, and I'm tired too. And yeah. Just one observation I made today.
Oh. Another thing too after you're done.
Yeah. I was pumping water. And if you get one of these discharge hoses, they're basically flimsy and can roll up into a nice little deal. Don't have them as the last hose in your line. Use a heavy duty hose that can that doesn't collapse as the last hose, because when you're pumping and you're like 100 feet away, that thing's going to start flopping around all over the place and not doing what you want.
I have a killing it.
You probably heard me shouting, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I heard like, well, I'm going to keep hammering on this hen house.
And what was your observation? You forgot.
The generator.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about, you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad investment if you can find, first find a free one. But if you do end up buying their package, let us know how it works and if it's even worth buying. But you should have three sources of power and water and whatnot. So this would be one of them. You should have solar. You should have wind. You should have plasma. You should have at least three sources of electricity, three sources of fuel, gas, three sources of water, preferably.
Whatever is important to you for functioning in life, you know, if you need water, you should have three sources of water. If you need energy input into your home, you should have, you know,
Three sources
that meets all your particular needs. You know, it's like if you need heat, okay, that's fine. Firewood will provide you heat, but it won't provide you light from the ceiling. You know, it'll give you a flickering light coming out of the fireplace. You won't be able to read by it. Okay, so you know. You'll need multiple sources of lighting, as well as multiple sources of heat. You know, and you know, if you need to cook, you need multiple ways of cooking. And electricity should only be one of those, and gas should only be one of those. You know, so you'll need a third thing. You know, so
yeah, so yeah, oh, you know, because one thing may go away. You know, it's like some people rely on the grid. And they use, you know, off-grid methods as a backup. And my dad has a generator. It's a regular generator where he has to go buy fuel, but it's a backup.
And if you have a generator, check it regularly so that it's ready to go when it's time.
My dad is one of those. He will. But, yeah, we had one in the garage that hadn't been maintained. It was my grandparents', I guess.
Yep.
And I couldn't fire it up because it hadn't been maintained. So I went and bought some dry ice. That was kind of expensive.
Yeah. Did you play with it afterwards?
No. Somebody told me that if I stuck it in the freezer, it'll keep it fresh. It'll preserve it. So I put it in the deep freeze.
And it's gone.
It's gone. It didn't preserve it.
No. No. It's got to be pretty darn cold to preserve dry ice. However, throwing dry ice into your soda, even your flat soda, will actually recarbonate it and keep it really cold. Just make sure you don't swallow that chunk.
Oh, yeah.
It'll get really cold real quick and recarbonate it.
Let's try that.
Yeah. Don't do this at home. We are not advising that that's a safe and you know, whatever procedure. But I will say that my kids have done it.
Yeah.
And none of them swallowed a chunk as far as I know. It'd be one hell of a brain freeze, though.
So, yeah, come check out our farm at daviddavidanddavid.com. We're in Stockton, Missouri. Come on out and visit us. And, yeah, that concludes the DD&D podcast, the Myth of DungeonsandDragons.com.
Good night, folks.